coalition calling itself Protect Neighborhood Restaurants has filed a referendum request with the California Attorney General. It's the first step before the law's opponents can begin gathering signatures for a statewide vote on overturning the first-in-the-nation measure to protect fast food workers. Fast food worker Angelica Hernandez denounced the move. Her remarks were translated.
Nos enfrentamos a las compañías más millonarias.
We took on the most powerful corporations in the world and won a seat at the table to raise standards across the fast food industry. But instead of sitting at the table and working with us to improve the industry for workers, franchisees, and consumers alike, global billion-dollar corporations are planning to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to prevent us from having a voice on the job.
If it stands, the new California law will create a 10-member fast food council with equal numbers of workers and employers' representatives, along with two state officials. The council will be empowered to set minimum standards for wages, hours, and working conditions in the fast food industry. But the industry says the law will raise consumer costs. It isn't needed and will create a fractured economy with different rules for different types of restaurants. Service Employees International Union President Mary Kay Henry said the industry's objections all come down to what she called extraordinary greed by companies that feature Black and Latino celebrities in their ads.
McDonald's loves to sell its burgers and fries to Black and Latino communities via snazzy marketing campaigns with celebrity music stars. But when it comes to its Black and Latino workers, the company won't even sit at the same table with them. This proposed referendum on AB 257 is nothing more than a thinly veiled attempt to silence more than 500,000 fast food workers in California.
Opponents of the new law did not immediately say if they hope to qualify the measure for this November's ballot or for the 2024 election. To qualify for this November, the opponents would have to gather more than 600,000 signatures within a few weeks. Whenever the signature gathering process gears up, it's likely to be fueled by millions of dollars. If the measure ends up on the ballot, the fast food industry is likely to spend tens of millions to try to win passage. There is recent precedent to overturn a law favoring workers. Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash spent more than $200 million on their successful campaign 2 years ago to roll back a law that would have required gig workers be considered employees, both health insurance, paid time off, and unemployment insurance. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.